This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Kaski District Court orders withdrawal of organized crime and money laundering charges against Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichhane. Infrastructure Development Committee directs the government to resolve the issues of construction entrepreneurs. Nepal defeats USA by 122 runs in ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League match. And U.S. Secretary of State Mark Rubio says there has been some slight progress in talks with Iran. Now the news in detail. The Kaski District Court today issued a verdict asking the government to withdraw the organized crime and money laundering charges against Ravi Lamichhane, president of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, and two others, Gitendra Babu G.B. Rai and Chabilal Joshi, a bench led by Justice Himlal Belbase, however, decided to continue the cooperative fraud case against them. Kaski District Court Registrar Rajan Khanal confirmed such amendments in the case. According to Khanal, following the court's order, Lamichhane and others will no longer face charges related to organized crime, money laundering and offences under the Nepal Rust Bank Act. A meeting of the National Assembly passed the Intangible Cultural Heritage Conservation Bill 2081 Bikram Sambat. Today, the Upper House unanimously passed the bill along with a relevant report presented by the Legislation Management Committee. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Khadagraj Podyal had tabled the bill before the National Assembly meeting. The Infrastructure Development Committee under the House of Representatives has directed the government to resolve the issues of construction entrepreneurs. In today's committee meeting, Committee President Ashish Gajurel urged the government to provide timely payments to construction entrepreneurs. In the meeting, MP Beda Narayan Shrestha highlighted the need to increase investment in domestic raw material production and expressed the view that the contracts should be completed on time. Similarly, another MP, Jayapati Rokaya, said that the government should be serious about creating a working environment for construction entrepreneurs. In the meeting, Nicholas Pandey, president of the Federation Contractors Association of Nepal, said that the construction sector has fallen into crisis due to excessive and unexpected price hikes. Meanwhile, Minister for Infrastructure Development Sunil Lamsal has said that the government is ready to address the issues raised by construction entrepreneurs. In today's meeting of the Infrastructure Development Committee, Minister Lamsal stated that the government is striving to address the issues through legal and policy reforms. UK Minister Seema Malhotra has arrived in Kathmandu on a visit to Nepal. The British Embassy in Nepal is stating that she has come to discuss strengthening bilateral relations and enhancing mutual cooperation. The embassy is stating that she met with officials of the British International Investment and Invest for Impact Nepal today. The Secretariat of the Task Force for the Preparation of a Discussion Paper on Constitution Amendment has sought suggestions from the general public. The citizens are requested to submit their written suggestions within a week, ensuring all Nepalese participation in the Constitution Amendment process. The task force led by Prime Minister Balendra Saha's political advisor Asim Saha has already garnered suggestions from various political parties through discussions. Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timal Sinha has said that the government is committed to expanding information and communication facilities, telephone and internet in the remote places by ensuring quality services. In the meeting of the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee of the House of Representatives today, Minister Dr. Timal Sinha reminded that the government had accorded a top priority in policies and programs to end digital divide in the country. He vowed to utilize some 16.78 billion rupees collected in Rural Telecommunications Fund for aid. He also reiterated the expansion of reliable, quality and accessible telecommunication services to remote areas is the government's priority. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Videsh gaye pani chinta kina garne
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line
jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai
call garnus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *1415*7# dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknuhuncha
Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The government has formed an inquiry committee to study about the dispute, complaints and systemic problems related to music, royalty, copyright and intellectual property. The Minister of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation formed a 5-member committee headed by Laxman Bidari after the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers drew attention to the issue. Secretariat of the Minister Khadguraj Podial informed that the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation constituted the committee through a ministerial decision on Thursday. Now, sports update. Nepal defeated the USA by 122 runs in ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League match held in the TU Cricket Ground in Kirtipur today, chasing a target of 318 runs set by Nepal. USA got all out in 159 runs in 41.2 overs. Ishan Pant has been declared player of the match for his contribution of 84 runs in 83 balls. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. Secretary of State Mark Rubio says there has been some slight progress in talks with Iran to end the war, according to Al Jazeera. Rubio is in Helsingborg, Sweden, for a NATO meeting. Speaking at a news conference, Rubio said there has been slight progress towards a deal with Iran, but said he did not want to exaggerate it. U.S. Secretary of State Mark Rubio has said Cuba poses a national security threat to U.S. and the likelihood of peaceful agreement is not high. According to the BBC, his comments come just a day after U.S. charged Cuba's former president Raul Castro with murder over the 1996 downing of two planes, resulting in the killing of U.S. nationals. Rubio said Washington's preference was a diplomatic solution. However, Cuba's foreign minister Bruno Rodriguez accused Rubio of lies and said that the island had never posed a threat to the U.S. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy in Kusi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Partly cloudy conditions are likely over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the remaining provinces, while the remaining Torai regions will remain mainly fair. There is also a possibility of moderate rain, thundershowers, snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places of Kusi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places of the hilly and Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Kaski District Court orders withdrawal of organized crime and money laundering charges against Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani. Infrastructure Development Committee directs government to resolve the issues of construction entrepreneurs. Nepal defeats USA by 122 runs in ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League match. And U.S. Secretary of State Mark Rubio says there has been some slight progress in talks with Iran. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.